A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. So often in the Gospels, Jesus' patience seems boundless. Rarely do we see him tire with the disciples. On occasion, yes, but again and again, we see him as master teacher, teaching the same lessons, the primary values over and over, first in one way, then in another, by a nuance in his answer, a companionable silence, a deliberate gesture or touch, or, as in this Markan passage, by calling us to our best selves in spite of ourselves. Rather than respond to Peter's exasperated question, "And us, Lord, what about us? We have given up everything and followed you." He doesn't say, "Everything, Peter? Really? Everything? Have you given it all up? Your house? Your father? Your father's house? Your patronage? Your privilege? Your heritage? Your tribe? Your clan? Your children? Everything?" Instead, Jesus helps Peter, he helps us, know when we will know that we have indeed authentically let go of everything. Jesus tells us how we will know when we have in fact done that one more thing he invited the rich young man in the verses just before these to do. When we have given away everything to the poor for the treasure of God's reign here and now. We will know because in the release, in the letting go, the giving of everything, we will know absolute abundance now. Because the truth of our belonging will be huge. It will be expansive, spiraling, gathering all into the heart of compassion. The truth of belonging we touch in Christ's all reveals the illusion, the lie, that we are ever separate, that our choices always affect another being, human, non-human, that our individuation, which exaggerates independence over interdependence, is not of God's reign here and now. Jesus tells us that such a shift of consciousness that we are one as belonging to each other will cause turbulence and fear in the hearts who cannot abide by such radical belonging. This radical belonging to each other reveals the illusion of a present definition of rich and poor, because it reveals the truth of our oneness. Sunday, we celebrated the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost, God's answer to Jesus' prayer for us disciples in John chapter 17, where he prayed, "Consecrate them by means of truth. I pray that they may be one in us, that we may be one as you and I are one." Listening, the sound we hear in this passage today is as loud as the strong driving wind of Pentecost, The light we are filled with as we sit in this passage is like the consuming fire illuminating our hearts and our mind's eye and landing on top of us. We see now, in the faces around us, the stars of the universe. We hear now, in the bird song, the rain, the voice far off and near, the presence of the one who breathes life in all. We realize as long as we work out of a consciousness of separation rather than an awareness of the wholeness and connection, the truth of belonging, we have yet to do that one more thing. For when we genuinely give everything to the poor, when we genuinely give everything in our yes to God, scales fall from our eyes. Scales fall from the eyes of our hearts and minds, from our consciousness and awareness. And we see that we are consecrated by means of truth, that we are all one as Jesus and God are one. And that now, having given everything, we stand in abundance, in the abundance of the transformative Pentecost grace. And we understand that indeed, rich and poor, first and last, all is topsy-turvy, and the reign of God is among us.